Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever felt like you knew something, and then you talk to someone and you realize, well, you didn't really know what you thought you knew because their experience and their way of expressing their knowledge is much deeper because of their experience? Because of what they really know? Diane Anderson's passion is reaching out to people with disabilities and creating a welcoming place for them to serve and lead within the body of Christ. Diane's been involved in parachurch ministries for over 30 years, first becoming a Christian at age 18 on a Campus Crusade for Christ retreat at Marshall University. She has a passion for parachurch ministries and partnering with congregations to reach their community for Christ. I want to pause, Suzanne and I. We pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you. The reason we have the Good Life program is so that the living Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away, who was buried and rose again from the grave, the living Christ has manifest his presence in and through people like Diane Anderson, who love the church, the manifest presence of God. But people's hearts have to be changed in the process by the working of God's Spirit, so that the character, the life of Christ, can be seen on earth, in our world, in our nation, our state, our community, our city today. And so the Lord sends her to share heart to heart with you. And it's our hope and our prayer that you would open your heart to the Lord Jesus. And if you don't know him, if you haven't opened your heart to Christ just yet, that you would indeed do so, even today. And if you're already walking with the Lord, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, we believe that Diane's story will build you up. Diane has volunteered for dozens of ministries, including Crew, Young Life, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Johnny and Friends, and many others. She's been married to Steve. They have 5 children. They live just outside of Washington, D.C., in Great Falls, Virginia. Diane, welcome to our show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Danny and Suzanne.
Well, you mentioned, I mentioned a little bit from a snippet of your bio, but tell us, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in a little town that many of your listeners probably have never heard of, in Winfield, West Virginia. I'm a mountain mama.
Mm. Well, what's it like being a mountain mama? What's it like growing up in near the mountains?
Honestly, it was idyllic. It was a really tight-knit community, and great friends and family, and those kind of days when you could ride your bike, you would go out in the morning and your parents would see you at dinner time and never had to worry about you.
Hmm.
Oh, I love
safe,
it.
Safe, secure. It sounds, I'm just trying to envision in my mind, it sounds picturesque. What would you do? What would you do all day on your bike? How would you get lost in fun? What would you do?
Oh, I mean, we just had, we lived in what they call the holler, called Bill's Creek, and you would just ride your bikes up and down these kind of half-paved, half-graveled roads, and have friends all along those ways. You would, you know, play football, baseball. I mean, you would just constantly be outside enjoying God's beauty in those mountains, And like I say, parents really didn't have to worry during those times. They could really trust that you were having a good time and you would be home for dinner.
And it sounds like The hours just flew by.
Absolutely.
Any fishing?
There was also fishing. There were many hours spent around the pond.
That's where you would have caught me. I like that.
Absolutely.
Diane, who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, definitely my mom. She was the biggest influence on me. She had a lot of loss early in life. Within about a 10 to 12 year period, she had lost her mother, then my dad, and then her dad, and then my brother. Hmm. And just watching her walk through that loss and watching how she never held that against God or was bitter or anything. She just continued to love us and press ahead and kept the faith. And so she was really then and now the one that has influenced me the most.
Diane, I'm wondering if you would bear with us for a moment, perhaps allow us into... This may be a bit tender, and I understand if I'm going a little bit too far here, but I'm just wondering if you'd be willing to share maybe a picture, if you in a moment of reflection when you think of your mom who influenced you so much, a pause moment. What do you see? What do you remember of her that has left an indelible impression on you?
Just unconditional love. She never gave up or never gave to despair. And I always think of my mom, you know, as the verse in Isaiah 63 about how it talks about, you know, the beauty from the ashes. I mean, she always provided that beauty to us. She always had that oil of joy instead of the mourning, and she just gave that to us as kids growing up, even after our dad died when we were so young, and she had had a lot of loss as well, and she continued to believe and have faith.
Hmm. How did you become a Christian?
Well, it took a while. Even with that influence of my mother, who I know prayed for us and never gave up on us and tried to instill those beliefs in us, I wish I could say that I shared that with her, but I kind of went the other way for a while in my teenage years and then went to Marshall University and was on campus and was living with my best friend from high school. And I kind of have a feeling it was my best friend that referred me to the Campus Crusade for Christ staff girl that was on staff there at Marshall to come by and visit me, because I'd kind of lost my way at that point. And so this girl on staff at CRU kept coming by our dorm room and asking me to come to meetings for Campus Crusade, and her name was Debbie, and I thank God for her all the time. Still to this day, I thank God for Debbie, because she continued to press forward and invite me. And I came to know Christ at a fall retreat that year. And a young man by the name of Josh McDowell was the speaker.
Oh, my.
Do you remember what he said?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, for me, his words resonated. I had been in and out of church as a young girl and things like that, but I mean, when he was sharing, he was sharing out of a book that he had written called More Than a Carpenter, and saying that how Christ, first of all, most importantly, that we could experience the power of Christ, that we were forgiven, and that we could be assured of eternal life, and that we could be transformed and our lives could have purpose. And at that particular time, I really didn't think my life had much purpose, and had wondered myself, like, why my brother had died 2 years before that, I wondered why God wouldn't have taken me instead of him, because I felt like he had more of a purpose than what I would have had here.
Mm-hmm. What happened after you listened to Josh, after you opened your heart to Christ and you you became a believer? What happened after that?
Well, then, you know, you couldn't stop me. It was like God's powerful force just got in there, and
wow.
I wanted everybody else to have that experience that I had had, and that realization of who God was and is and will be forever. And I just began sharing that in any way I could. I would volunteer with crew and go on all kinds of outreach events with them, and got involved in the local church where I lived back home, and just everywhere I could, in restaurants, wherever it was, I always made a point of trying to share Christ with folks.
And what I love is that he hasn't begun to figure out how to stop you yet, nor does he want to. You are on the go for Jesus, Diane, and I love that.
Yeah, well, I hope to continue to spend the rest of my days here doing just that.
Diane Anderson is sharing heart to heart with us, with you, dear friend. Thank you for joining us. It's a blessing that Diane is with us all the way from the East Coast, all the way from Washington, D.C. She's experiencing some monumental things going on there in this period of time. Obviously, this is a dynamic season in our year. But there's a dynamic going on in her life, a dynamic going on in her heart. Even so, there can be a dynamic life, dynamic living in you. Early on, I spoke about, you know, meeting someone who you think you might know a little bit about something, but when you talk to them, they know so much more. Well, her passion. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about her passion. I'll give you a little bit of a snapshot. It has something to do with disabilities. It has something to do with creating a welcoming place for those who have disabilities to serve and lead in the body of Christ. I think I might know a little bit about it. Well, in light of Diane and her knowledge, her experience, I'm going to sit and soak what she has to say, because I've got so much to learn from her. Will you join me? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan & Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When you hear somebody talk about disabilities, what's your gut reaction? I mean, honestly, now, think about it. Do you step away? Do you engage? Do you know what to do? Do you feel uncertain of what to do, or perhaps even how to think? There are people who know exactly what to do, and they do it more than just because they've read a book or heard a speaker. It's much deeper than that. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer with me here in studio. And our guest today, Diane Anderson from Washington, D.C., you're joining us at a very special time, dear friend, because the things that we're talking about are very close to the heart of our guests, close, really should be close to all of our hearts. And I think the Lord will do a work in us as we avail ourselves to Him at this moment. Find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get the podcast in its entirety for free. And of course, as I typically say, share it with a family member or friend. Diane, what are you most passionate about?
Well, first and foremost, Jesus Christ and sharing His love with others. But through that, I noticed as I was in church, this happened to us about 20 years ago now. My husband and I were in church on a Sunday morning, and there was an ad in the bulletin, and the ad read that parents were looking for someone to hang out with their young son so that they could attend church together. And we're like, wow, okay, we could do that. We could hang out with their son so that they could come to church together. And so we called up and offered to do that, and we began walking a little boy who was mentally challenged. We would walk him around the church because he had a hard time sitting in the typical Sunday school classroom, and his parents were like, oh, he just loves to walk around and be outside, and so that's what we did with Ross. We just began to walk him around and hang out with him and get to know him, and as we were walking Ross around the church, we began to notice some other kids that didn't quite fit in the typical Sunday school classroom. And I said to my husband, I said, wow, we need to look into this. We need to start something, you know, so these kids have a place to go. Because we had just been told the week before that our son, who had been diagnosed with a form of autism, really wasn't appropriate for the Sunday school class that he was in. Because he wanted to sit under the table and listen to the Sunday school lesson instead of sitting in a circle with the other children.
So, take us further. You saw that. You're experiencing this. Now, how old was your son at the time? Was he?
So, at the time, he was probably in second grade, and they kind of, you know, the kids would gather in the circle area for a time of Bible study, and so Chris, he just wanted to hang back under the table because it was too much for him in the circle, too many people, too loud.
So did you already at that time, Diane, know that he had a form of autism?
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm. He had been in special ed preschool from the time he was 3 years old, so we knew that he had some significant delays and sensory things going on. And it, I don't think they had a formal diagnosis until he was really about 9 years old. But, mm-hmm. yeah, we were getting there at that time. And so to hear your Sunday school teacher tell you, hey, maybe you guys could just, like, find a place for Chris to go. I don't think he's really going to work in the Sunday school classroom. No. No. For me as a mom, I thought, wow, that's the first place our kids should be welcomed is in the church in a Sunday school class. Mm-hmm. So how can we create a place like that for Chris and little Ross that we were walking around mm-hmm. and another young woman named Christina sitting in the coat closet doing puzzles while her mom watched half of church and watched half of Christina.
Mm-hmm. So you saw, you identified a need. It was quite obvious. What amazes me is that that probably wasn't the first week that it all came to be. It probably was there all along. I think that maybe is reflective of many churches or churches all across the nation and beyond.
Right.
But you identified something, and then you said to your husband, we need to do something about it. We need to start something. So what did you do as a result of that? You had a compulsion. What did you do with it?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm in my, late 20s at the time. I had no experience other than being Christopher's mom. And I had watched a lot of the kids from his preschool because I noticed the same look across all the other parents' faces. It was just exhaustion. They were tired. They needed a break. And so I would bring their kids home with me. And I'm talking about kids who, may have been diagnosed with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, using wheelchairs. And I had three other children younger than Chris at the time, but I'd be like, oh, everybody just come on into my house, and I just loved them, and I was drawn to those kids. And so I approached our senior pastor at our church, and I was just, Steve and I went in and met with him, and I said, hey, we have this heart to, start something for these kids. We have, three kids already we know that may need a place to go on a Sunday morning, and I bet there might be more, that we don't even know about. And our pastor just got choked up, and he goes, well, about my daughter. And I said, actually, no, I'm sorry. We're new here. I mean, we hadn't even been at the church for a couple of weeks when we volunteered.
Was this McLean?
Yeah, McLean Bible Church. Okay. Yeah. And so our pastor began to share with us that his daughter was mentally challenged from a seizure disorder, and his name's Lon Solomon. And at the time, his wife was staying at home with their own daughter. And, I mean, here he is, the senior pastor of the church, because she didn't really have a place appropriate to go in the church. And so I said, I know you don't know me, but I feel like God's calling me to start something here. And if you'd let us have a room, we'll get some kids to come to Sunday school and give them, a way to hear about Christ and who he is and the way they can understand and receive that.
You got the go-ahead, I suppose.
I did get the go-ahead. It was just the perfect time. It was back in 1996, and I can remember that meeting like it was yesterday. And where it's always fun to see when God puts two people together and says, hey, this is what we should be doing. And the church wholeheartedly jumped in, and we found a room to start our first class in. And so now I'm thinking we have three kids. Our first Sunday we started, we tripled our numbers. We had 9 kids show up.
Wow.
So these have been children that have been in the church for a while that just didn't have a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder, Diane, I wonder about the parents, how they felt knowing that someone cares, someone in the church cares. Not just saying I care, but creating space for the kids, special for them.
Absolutely. We used to say, often that room, you know, that we had, that we called the class, Beautiful Blessings was our Sunday school class name. And it was, the ministry was called Access Ministry because we believed all children deserved access to hear the Bible. We wanted to make that accessible to them. And that still exists today, 20 years later. It serves hundreds of families, and from that has started another ministry called Jill's House, which does overnight respite care for families and weekends. And so it's just been an amazing blessing to the community, to the families, you know, just from one little walk around the church with a boy named Ross.
You know, Diane, the other thing I love, and I hope our listeners are hearing this, is that God searched the world over to bring you and Steve together. And I'm privileged to know Steve and know his gentleness, but his love, his unconditional love, his support, and the team that Christ brought together in the two of you is it's priceless and just so important for our listeners to know if they can team up together, what a difference that can make.
Absolutely. I mean, Steve's been amazing. There hasn't been one thing that I've gotten us involved in over the years that he's just not, he's like, absolutely, let's do it, you know. And so he's an amazing man, and I'm so grateful for him in my life.
Amen.
Diane, I sense your heart is to reach people with the love of Christ. I think it's quite obvious that you're doing it. But when we come back, I'd like for you to share with us what happened. How did God use this, or how does God continue to work through you and through those whom you love and care for and in the body of Christ? I would even imagine that you become a role model, some kind of a prototype of sorts as to how disability ministries may be implemented or developed out of a local church. So, Diane, let's talk further. Diane Anderson with us from Washington, D.C. She's married to Steve. When Suzanne mentions Steve and Diane, you know, this is the Anderson couple. They're talking about McLean Bible Church. They live just outside of D.C. in Great Falls, Virginia. God doing a mighty work in and through them. Kind of makes me think of Johnny Erickson Tada.
Exactly.
She's probably glowing with a smile with this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
guest. Well, I
guests.
Hear a dear woman right now, maybe a man, a dear man is saying, "You know, Danny, I want to, our church needs We can reach so many more people. I have a heart for evangelism. I want to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ." Suzanne Maurer and I, along with our guest, Diane Anderson, we might whisper to you, you know, maybe a gentle whispering shout, as it were, and say, "How about those with disabilities in your church? Could that be the key to unlock a world of evangelistic impact? Perhaps the Lord is working on your heart right now. Perhaps the Lord is opening your heart and your mind to begin to see things that you have not seen before." The Good Life Radio Show here. Diane Anderson with us today. Diane, tell us how your ministry there at McLane Bible Church was used by the Lord to reach people with the love of Christ.
Well, it's interesting. I think I shared with you earlier, of course, and I say this to your listeners, I was just a young mom. I had 5 kids under the age of 6, you know, and or 7 and at the time. And so I was very young and just wanted to be able to share in the community and do something to reach people for Christ, and had no experience other than babysitting kids that I had met through my son's special ed preschool program. And I as we began Access Ministry and it began to grow at such a rapid pace, I knew that God had his hand on this ministry and that I needed to begin to get some help. And I, as a young girl at the age of 13, I'd seen the Johnny Erickson Tata movie, Her Story, Johnny. I can remember being in the movie theater to this day, sitting there watching that film of her life and what had happened with her and how God was using her. And I said, "I'm going to call Johnny Erickson Tata." And people at the church, they were like, "Oh, yeah, good luck with that, Diane," you know. And so I did. I called Johnny and friends, and it was after hours. I thought I was going to leave a message. And lo and behold, somebody picks up the phone and says, "Johnny and friends," really friendly. And I said, "Hey," I said, "my name's Diane, and I'm from D.C., and I'm starting this ministry, and I don't really know what I'm doing, but I think you guys do, and could you help me out?" And she goes, well, hey, I'm Johnny. And I about fell out of my chair.
I love it.
So that was my first introduction over the phone to Johnny Erickson Tada in 1996. And has been a wonderful friendship all these years later. And she came alongside of me and mentored me. In those days, there was maybe two or three other churches that were doing this type of ministry within the church. And, of course, that was her passion. And so I was sharing with her some of the ways I thought we could get people into the church, families into the church, by doing respite care on a Saturday, inviting their families to drop off their kids, and the families could go out and have a fun day, and we could have fun camp with their kids with special needs. And she loved that idea, and so we began and began to hold annual conferences, and that's how I met Suzanne Maurer, was at one of our first conferences. And, you know, through a mutual friend of ours, Charlie Wiedemeyer. And
Diane, excuse me, did Johnny suggest Charlie? How did you know to invite Charlie and Lucy? Do you remember?
You know, I did hear about Charlie and Lucy from Johnny. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and so I called to invite you all to come on out, and it was just an amazing thing. And just, you could see God's hand in every step of the way, every introduction to the next person that had a heart for this type of ministry, and it began to grow. And just the hundreds of volunteers and people at the church that really found their place in that ministry, and some to this day are still serving 20 years later, and just have given their heart and soul to the ministry, and it's amazing.
Diane, I want to mention earlier, you mentioned the word welcoming, and that you want to be welcoming through Christ. And I have to tell you, that time that Charlie and Lucy and Don Mapes and Brenda and I had with you, both you and Steve, and the volunteers at McLean were so warm, so welcoming, so generous, so loving. It just was an incredible time together to minister with you, and I've never forgotten that.
Oh, me either. It was amazing.
What kind of, what frame of mind do you have when you're going to be welcoming to people? I think that's such an incredibly important place in the body of Christ. I sometimes wonder, I don't like to think about it, but every once in a while a thought would slip in, and I want to push out of my mind, but the thought lingers, and it's for a moment I think, I wonder how many people we lose, how many opportunities we lose by not giving enough care to the welcoming in for people who come. Now, when it comes to disabilities ministries, is there a special kind of welcoming, a special type of way that you feel needs to be expressed?
Well, I mean, first, and just knowing from the physical aspects of the church, making sure physically somebody using a wheelchair can get into the church easily, and it's easily marked, and there's, you know, parking available for them and things like that, from the physical standpoint of getting inside the doors. But once you have them inside the doors, having people in place, volunteers, that really feel called to serve in that capacity, you know, and just that want to serve in that ministry. And the important thing is, too, we started off with children in the ministry that we started in 1996, and it grew into serving all the way up through adults. And then as adults, how do you make sure that you're finding places in the church for them not to be served at this point, but now how do they serve and how do they lead ministry in the church?
So there's a kind of training, development.
Absolutely.
There's a form of reproduction that's taking place. Well, discipleship, I guess, is what it would be called. And how do you train? What do you do? How do you train people?
Well, I mean, one of my life verses, and I've poured this into my children and into everybody I can ever talk to. I always talk about 1 Samuel, about how the Lord, he doesn't look on the things that the world looks at or people look at. He doesn't focus on the outward appearance, but he always looks at the heart. And if we can have our, you know, the church as the big picture of the church, as person by person, if we can begin to look at people's heart and don't look on what's on the outside, don't let that scare you off, or I don't know how I would talk to that person or how I would get comfortable in reaching out to them. They're just people, you know, and they want to be spoken to and loved on the same way that you do, you know, and so just begin to train people and being comfortable with meeting new folks that may not look like they're approachable from the outward, but they're very approachable if you look at their heart.
What would you suggest? In fact, maybe we can come back and maybe develop this further, because I think it's imperative for us to have a landing place. Let's say someone today is so moved by the Lord as they listen to you, Diane, and they're inspired. They want to do something. The Lord is prompting them, you know, a landing place. Where to go? How can they get started? What can they do? Is there someplace and they can go? Dear friend, as you're listening to Diane Anderson today, perhaps indeed that is what's taking place. Your heart is opening. The Lord, by His Spirit, is creating space in your heart for a new ministry. Perhaps you're in a place in life where things have become humdrum for you. And that is, you know, blasé. You've been a believer for a while, but there's no gumption. There's no spark anymore. But there's a little bit of an ember that's beginning to blaze even right now. It's soft. It's just warm right now. But you sense and you know that eventually, I think this one, you say, Danny, Suzanne, Diane, I think this one might get hot. Well, when we come back, we'll have a place for you to really, really light things up even further in your church, perhaps. Perhaps with others that you can link arms with, pray together with. Maybe someone else is listening and a new ministry is going to bloom out of your local church today, and things will never be the same because of what God will do. All because you're listening. And the Lord sends Diane Anderson from Washington, D.C. to speak heart to heart with you about the importance, the necessity of disabilities ministry. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
All right, you say. Let's get to the point now. Well, how can I do something about it? You've already got me all worked up in a good way. How can I apply what I'm learning from Diane Anderson? Diane is with us from Washington, D.C., speaking about building, developing disabilities ministries from the local church. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Diane, let us have it. How, where do we get started?
Well, honestly, as we've talked about Johnny Erickson Tada, I mean, she's developed an incredible international disability center located in Aurora Hills, California. But you can go to johnnyandfriends.org, and she has dozens and dozens of ways you can be involved in ministry all across the world, from Wills for the World opportunities on missions trips, family retreats. She has lots and lots of church resources. I'm looking on here right now. There's different resources and trainings coming up in Missouri, Wisconsin, Charleston, South Carolina, I mean, Pennsylvania. She has put together so many great resources for church communities to come together and learn and grow together in how to serve the community. And that's stop number one. And then another great place to serve is, I know you guys have heard of the Young Life Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Young Life, within Young Life, is a ministry called Capernaum. And that is a life changer. I would encourage everybody in your listening audience to volunteer a week and be a buddy to a student at a Capernaum Young Life camp. It is life changing. And those are located all across our country. And you can do that by going to younglife.org and look up Capernaum. Just do a search for Capernaum Ministry, and also an amazing, amazing ministry. And then if you're ever in the Washington, D.C. area, definitely contact McLean Bible Church and Access Ministry there. Jill's House, just an amazing few places to get you started.
Tell us about Capernaum.
Oh, Capernaum is amazing. Well, if your listeners know anything about the Young Life model, Young Life goes into the junior high and high school and college campus to reach students for Christ. Every student, everywhere is their motto. And we've been really involved with Young Life and Capernaum Ministry for years. And they mean what they say by every student everywhere, because Capernaum is their arm to take students with special needs. They have pizza parties, they have all kinds of dance parties, and then they take them on summer camp, they take them on fall retreats, winter retreats, but in order to do that, they need as many campers as they take, they got to have volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means giving up a weekend, maybe a week during the summer. They provide the training. The community that you build at one of those camps is unbelievable. And parents and students can do this together. Like, I took my son Matt when he was 14 years old, and it was life-changing for him. And, I mean, he's never forgotten it. And we served at a camp in Colorado, a Young Life camp for Capernaum, served the week there, I believe that's why Matt has the heart he has for God today. He's sold out.
What have you seen the Lord do in the hearts of parents who have children with disabilities? What has God done in their hearts through ministries like these?
Well, I mean, parents have actually had a chance to breathe, you know, and in these situations, when you have a son or a daughter with multiple disabilities, or you're 24/7 as their caregiver. So to have somebody come alongside you and say, hey, we want to be with your son, we want to be with your daughter, you know, you guys go have a date night out, we're going to hang here and we're going to have a blast. And it's to see the look on a parent's face, you can't even speak it. You just have to experience it. And it's the parents, and to even spend time with their other children is a huge blessing.
What would you say, Diane, to a parent who is tired, is worn? They're believers, but they feel the church, their church, a church, really has let them down. They might not even admit it because they feel it wouldn't be appropriate to say it, but they feel what they feel, but they don't know what to do with their feelings or with their reality. How would you encourage them?
Well, I would just encourage them, like I had explained to you earlier. I mean, I was told by my son's Sunday school teacher, I'd only been going to church at McLean Bible for a couple weeks when I was told that Chris shouldn't probably come back to Sunday school class, that his behavior wasn't appropriate for Sunday school. And I could have like turned tail and left the church. You know, I could have, that was hurtful. That was definitely hurtful at the time. But for me and for Steve, I think we took that and we go, what does God want us to do with that hurt?
Mm.
He wants us to turn that hurt back around and change it, change the church, change the dynamic of the way people think of kids with special needs, change the way we reach people. We want families to walk into the church and feel welcomed and to never be turned away, because truth of the matter is, I mean, Christ wouldn't turn anyone away, right?
Mm-hmm.
He wants everybody. So that's the way the church has to be.
Diane, what about someone, you're blessed, even as Susanna talked about, Diane and Steve and Diane. What about a Diane, who might be listening, and you could put your name in there, who doesn't have a Steve, or a Steve, father, who doesn't have a Diane in his life? They feel all alone. What would you say to them?
Well, I would say you're not alone, first of all. Mm. I mean, God is there. He's there with you in that pain that you're feeling, or the abandonment maybe, that maybe your spouse isn't there with you anymore. They thought they didn't sign up for this. Maybe they left. I would just say that God is with you, and he wants more for you and for your son or daughter, and that, you know, go to the church, explain to them your situation. And sometimes it may require that you leave the current church you're at, because maybe they're not willing to change. Maybe you have to find a church that's willing to accept you and to love you and bring you in. And that's hard too sometimes, but I would definitely encourage people to go to the church, because sometimes, like in the case of these families that were at McLean Bible, the church wasn't even aware of some of the families, mm-hmm. where one parent was coming to church while the other one stayed at home with their son or daughter. There were dozens of those families, and they weren't even aware that it was going on. So please go to the church. I feel like that they could help you, and Johnny and friends can help you locate a church in your area. They have resources of all the churches that have outreach. So I would encourage you to get in touch with them.
And Diane, I want to encourage, and I know you would too, people to ask for help. Mm-hmm. The hardest lesson for Charlie and Lucy, and Charlie was a man with Lou Gehrig's disease and couldn't walk, talk, eat, or breathe on his own. And for them to admit they needed help and then reach out was very, very difficult. But once they did, help was there. And then they turned around and ended up being a wonderful help to others. And Lucy's still doing that today. But ask for help. Search out help.
Diane, as we close today, I'd like to ask if you'd be willing to pray. Pray for our dear listener right now. And, you know, we've got a broad audience. So someone with a child with disability, and even beyond that, someone who may be going through a challenging time in life. Would you lead us in a prayer, please?
I would love to. Thanks, Danny. Well, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this time today. We thank you for all those listening, Father God. And even though, Lord, we don't know the hearts that are listening out there, you do. And you're close to the heart of them. And God, I pray that if there's a parent out there of a child with special needs, that they would seek you and seek the church, Lord, and that they would be blessed by the church and their community. I pray, Father God, for maybe somebody who's hearing this broadcast that is drawn to this community that says, hey, I can make a difference. I can go and volunteer. I can go and help. Father, I just encourage them to go to the websites that we mentioned and that they would somehow get involved in the lives of others. It's not very hard to look around and find those in just in our current situation that need assistance, Lord. And I just pray for all those that they would see that and seek that out and to serve others. And really, Lord, that you would strengthen the families that are out mm-hmm. there now, just that are hurting, Lord, that you would be with them, cover them, and bless them, Lord. I thank you so much for Suzanne and for Danny and for their heart and sharing, and that every life has a purpose, God, and that you have great things in store for us if we just stand up and say, hey, Lord, what next? What can we do? Mm-hmm. Father, thank you for this time and blessings on everyone listening. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Indeed, every life, as Diane Anderson says, every life has a purpose, I hope. Dear friend, today that you were moved, even as we have been, by the sharing of Diane Anderson. You can find out more about resources of how to get help, how to learn more, how to grow, johnnyandfriends.org. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to help us with your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Here's a scripture for today, Psalm 119, verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Diane Anderson. Find out more resources at younglife.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll